A stop in Atlanta, Illinois holds a lot to see and do in a place that isn't very large. They've done a great job of celebrating old Route 66 and sharing some of its unique, and in this case, very large stories. I'll explain next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Atlanta, Illinois has a giant figure of Paul Bunyan holding a hot dog, an old promotion for a hot dog stand along Route 66. When Bill Thomas saw someone with a camera on a pole taking pictures of the giant, he stopped to ask the man why he was so interested in the unique fiberglass figure. Turns out, Joel Baker collected those fiberglass giants. He explained to Bill,
"I have giants, I have body parts, but what I don't have is a museum." So I said, "Okay, Joel, one day Atlanta will help you get a museum."
They did just that, using an old gas station on Route 66 to house a museum devoted to the creations of International Fiberglass Company that made giants like Paul Bunyan, the 20-foot-tall Texaco gas attendants, and much more.
Inside here, you'll see many of the actual products that were made, the giant heads, other body parts. Outside, though, is even more exciting because we have full-scale giants on the property.
And they have one of the rare Texaco giants.
Six managed to survive. We have one of the original six, and of those six, it's the only one fully restored.
The giants outside the museum are quite impressive, and there are some unique pieces inside as well, such as those from an old A&W restaurant campaign.
You could go in and order a Papa Burger, a Mama Burger, a Baby Burger, or a Teen Burger. So we're fortunate enough to have two of the original family members because they reached out to International Fiberglass and said, build us some giant statues to represent the items on our menu.
The museum is right beside old Route 66 that brings many people through town as well to see this road, this museum, and much more they have restored from the past decades that recall the fun of driving the Mother Road. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.